morning, Power Hour Nation. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. I'm your honored host, Daniel Brigman. Wherever, whenever you are connecting with us, thank you. You are in the right place. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Wayne Allen Root, it's been a while since he's been on. He's going to come on at the bottom of this hour. He has a plan. It's called rootwall.com. If Congress won't fund this wall, he's setting up a pack that America is going to fund this wall. We want a wall. America wants some kind of barrier, or they want some flow of traffic stopped between immigrants, illegals, whatever word, undocumented, whatever word you want to use, from our southern border into our country. I would think the majority of America wants that. And he's taking action. So we're excited to hear his plan. We'll do that. And Dr. Sherry Rogers, if you have any questions for Dr. Sherry, please feel free to call in 844-769-2944. I know everybody, they always wait to the end to call. Please don't wait. I mean, any subject you want to talk, I don't care what it is about medical or what have you, give a call early. And then we'll get that in right at the beginning from Dr. Rogers. So I think that'll be great. And we'll do news with Uncle Kevin. Uncle Kevin, welcome to the Power Hour.
Great to be here again. Another great day in America, Dan.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. If you want to check us out, thepowerhour.com is a great way. I know we're live. We have some new stations. We've expanded in Spokane. We've expanded in Liberty, Missouri. Now we're live. And so if you want to listen anytime on the internet, thepowerhour.com. You can also call in 701-300-5252 is our listen live line from or replay from TalkStream Live. You can listen on TalkStreamLive.com also. And yeah, you can connect with us there. Our other website, ThePowerMall.com, you know that. Thank you so much. We've got some great specials. You need toothpaste? You need deodorant? Of course you do. Check it out over at the Power Mall. Support the good guys. Buy from the good guys. We're going to start with this. I got a couple questions for you. Let me ask you if you've ever seen this. Have you ever seen some representative from Monsanto get up in front of a bunch of reporters on TV and tell everybody that, well, you know, we might be responsible for all this cancer, and this Monsanto, this Roundup may be a bad thing. Glyphosate is terrible for the soil. Have you ever heard that?
I am thinking. I cannot think of one.
Okay, you've never heard that.
Never heard of course. Anything okay. like
that. Have you ever heard of Merck? You know, Big Pharma, come up and say, you know, we make these vaccines, you know, they may be hurting people. We're going to take responsibility for this. Have you ever heard something like that?
There is nothing in my memory banks that...
Of something like that. Have you ever heard a major corporation of something that there's plenty of evidence that it's harmful to us?
No.
Not even aspartame, not the FDA, nothing. Have you ever seen a corporation get up in front of the cameras and immediately take responsibility for a major thing?
No.
Like immediately.
That's like Johnson & Johnson say, we might have put asbestos in our talcum powder.
Well,
have I heard anything like that? Absolutely not.
Well, that's been 75 years they've been doing that, or whatever, yeah. or whatever it is. You know, people have been talking about baby powder for years. So maybe 75 years, well, you know, maybe we got to admit it now, right? Okay. Mm-hmm. Then can you explain to me what representatives from PG&E, Pacific Gas and Electric in California, getting right in front of the cameras and immediately as these fires are going on and saying, well, we might be responsible for these fires. Does that make any sense to you?
Zero. Absolutely.
Have you ever heard of that before? A corporation doing that?
No. And no corporation would do something like that unless there's some phony baloney.
Something going on.
Something going on. They have some ends to a mean, means to an end, I mean. Has to be.
Okay, so now they come out and say, well, we're going to take responsibility, we're going to fix it, we're going to...
No corporation would do
that. We're going to put in different things.
Whoever did that would be fired immediately.
Okay, well, that's what the reason I'm asking this is what PG&E just did with these fires. You know about the fires in California,
The
winds, some people call them devil winds. How convenient, the winds kick up just as the fires kick up. It's like orchestrated, it's like a video game or something. That's suspicious. Everything about that's suspicious. I'm not saying somebody did it on purpose, but... It certainly begs the question. But anyway.
I'll say somebody did it on purpose.
No. The winds.
I'm talking about the winds coming.
So now they say, well, we're going to take responsibility. We're going to solve this and we're going to meter things differently and we're going to really track all this differently. I have never heard a corporation, when a disaster happens, immediately take responsibility for it like this. Even the Exxon Valdez, which was obvious coming out of their boat, like, well, you know, I don't know. You
we
know,
don't know nothing about that.
I don't know where that. I mean, even them, like, immediately was like, well, oil, you know, maybe whales died. I don't know. I don't know what's going on here.
No, it's something's fish. Something's up. Doesn't sound right.
That's a crazy story.
It's crazy.
That whole thing. Deborah Tavares has put up some very provocative thoughts and ideas, and she just hasn't willy-nilly about this. So, anyway, keep your eye on PG&E. Keep your eye on California, the wildfires. Corporations have taken responsibility for it. Now they're going to solve it. So they created, there's a crisis. They took responsibility, and now they're going to solve it with a different type of metering, a different type of control, and that's what's going in now.
And problem, reaction, solution. What we should do is call up NASA and tell them to get some of those machines over there and cause it to rain. That would take care of the fires.
This next story is the biggest story in the world, you know, for this week, certainly. And nobody is talking about this in America. Nobody. This is the biggest story in the world. Did you know that for the last 9 days, 9 working days, 9 business days, I mean, I didn't check this morning, but as of yesterday, 9 working days, the banks in Lebanon have been closed.
I did not know that.
Hey, this is
you told me.
All right, this is the biggest story in the world. Why? There's unrest. When I say unrest, there's protests.
Yeah.
There's protests.
Everywhere.
There's protests in Lebanon. They're protesting the government, various things, you know, fill in the blank, you know, whatever the reason, similar to what's been going on around the world. The instabilities begin to grow. People are getting nervous. They started to want to take money out. When people feel nervous, they don't like the government. They don't like the direction it's going. They don't trust what they're doing with the money. The sentiment is they want to start taking money out.
That's
what did
right.
the government do? The government in Lebanon, this is not speculation. We've speculated, why is this so big? Because we're seeing unrest all over the world. We're seeing what's going on in America. That there's one word which stops people from printing to infinity. There's one word, and that word is confidence, and you can also use trust. Trust and confidence, two words. Trust and confidence, when that goes, forget it.
Forget it.
In Lebanon, it went. And the government said, banks are closed.
Bank
you cannot
holiday.
Withdraw anything.
Yep, bank holiday.
Lebanon's closed banks pledged to pay public sector salaries. Al Jazeera banks in Lebanon said earlier this week they would ensure public sector workers were paid their salaries. Well, yeah, they better get those public workers, the government workers, they better get them on the government side.
Exactly.
Or the whole thing's going to collapse.
Yeah. Yeah.
Lebanon puts temporary ban on taking large sums of dollars cash out of the country. So even if you had cash out of in your under your mattress, even if you already had money under your mattress,
you can't get through the airport.
You can't get through the airport. You're going to be stopped at the border. I mean, unless you do it by some secret way or whatever. They've put a new law. You cannot take large sums of cash outside the country. Lebanon Central Bank urges quick solution to avoid future collapse. Not that they want to admit any liability. Reuters, Lebanon Central Bank governor said earlier this week, a solution must be found in days to a crisis unleashed by huge protests against the ruling elite. They're not elite. They're not rulers. They're wannabes. Saying this would restore confidence and avoid any future economic collapse. Do you see the word they use there? Confidence.
Confidence.
This is the word.
Yeah.
This is what, you know, the discussion with Joseph Meyer, the discussion with Christopher Markowski. Why is this so important? I mean, really, ladies and gentlemen, I'm not saying I'm right. I might not be. I am looking what's going on in these banks. In America, the data that I can get down, the people that I do respect their opinion, I'm listening, I'm putting pieces together. The federal government, the Fed right now, is pumping sometimes $100 billion a night, every night. Sometimes it's up, sometimes it's $150 billion, sometimes it's $30 billion. But massive amounts of money every night is going in the back door of these banks through the repo market.
Yep.
The Fed has already committed to buying T-bills of at least $60 billion a month. That means it's directly going into the economy. Through the back door, $60 billion there a month. Every night, there's many nights where that much every night is going into the banks.
Where does it go?
Good question. Where does it go?
It's supposed to go into the system. I've heard a lot of people been sneaking it out the back door.
Well, whether they are or not, that they're trying to hold the liquidity. There's a liquidity crisis, yeah, banks all over the world. This isn't just the United States.
China just had one 2 weeks ago.
What about the bank that failed in China?
Yeah.
That was probably four months ago. They are not telling you something. That's the overwhelming feeling I get. The Fed, our banks, our government is not telling us the severity of this situation. That I don't know. I can't exactly put my finger on it, except that they are not telling us the severity of the situation. Lebanon, why is this story so big? Why are we harping on this so much?
Because it's going to happen here.
Because Lebanon, this word confidence has been lost in Lebanon, and the banks have been closed for 9 days.
And I think they're under, like, the Federal Reserve, too.
The IMF-type central bank system.
Yep.
We got a caller here, Sherry Kansas. Sherry, hang on 1 second, and I'll get to you. Let me finish this thought here. Let me finish the article. With banks closed for a ninth working day, Riyad Salama also told Reuters there would be no capital controls or haircut when they do reopen. You know, trying to sure they Don't worry. We're not going to take money out of your accounts like they did in Cyprus. You remember Cyprus? You remember last July, the new quote unquote law where your money that you put in your account, basically you're a stockholder of these banks. That's not money sitting there. Deposit, you know that word? Deposition. That's where that word comes from.
You don't own money in the bank.
Decapitated. You ever heard that word? Decapitated. Decapitated. More capitation. No more head.
Yeah.
Deposit. Take you out of your position. Deposition.
Mm-hmm.
When you put your money in the bank, it is law now that you have been depositioned of your ownership of that money. It's not even your money anyway. It's a Federal Reserve made up money, so they claim they own it. That's another deeper story. These banks, if they get in trouble,
will take your money and use it for whatever they need to.
To backstop this whole thing.
Yep.
And Lebanon is proving it. We're seeing this now.
Yep.
Why is Fox not covering this? Why is CNN not covering it? Why is no corporate media talking about it? This is the biggest story in the world right now, and it's not being covered.
I'm curious to see when they reopen, if everything's devalued and all of a sudden they wake up and, you only have half your bank account now.
I'm not saying that we are going to have a collapse in a matter of days. Obviously you thought you were, you wouldn't have closed the bank.
You wouldn't have closed the bank, especially for, would you say, 10 days?
Nine days. Maybe 10 now. I didn't even check right before the show.
It's a big time.
Salmon spoke after giving an interview with CNN, he did talk to CNN. I didn't see the story.
I didn't see
CNN put that story. That must be for CNN.
Well, we don't watch CNN, so.
Well, but I get the news feed.
Yeah, I got
this. This is the biggest story, like macro, on this week. This is the biggest story this week in the world. The biggest story overall in the world. The biggest story in the world, and I've said it many times, and it will continue to be probably for quite some time. The biggest story is, will the United States uphold the Declaration of Independence? All the world is looking at us. All the world is wanting and looking at the United States. Will there be a place that honors the creation and endowment of our Father in heaven, our Creator, whatever word you want to use? Will they do it? Will we honor the Declaration of Independence? That is the battle, or will we succumb to globalism and to socialism and to really say Satanism? Because that's what it is. That is the biggest news story, the biggest question macro in the world overall. The biggest story today is, you want to speculate about banks? You want to know what a bank holiday looks like? You want to know what happens when confidence becomes lost or even cracks or even begins to look like it might crash? This is what happens. The banks are closed, no money out of the country, and do not pass go. It's like Monopoly.
Yep.
And do not collect $200. Do not go straight to jail, basically. Right. You're in financial jail. This is where there is unrest everywhere in the world, and Lebanon is to the point where the confidence was cracking.
Yep.
Do you not think that this is going to be...
Could come here.
Could come here, or could come other places?
All the money they're pumping into the banks every night?
Certainly.
Huge story.
Yep. Now, you've asked me, and you emailed, and you've been calling Jay. Let me give you the number of Mike. Mike is not paying us from River City Coins here in Missouri.
Right. He's just a good friend.
He's my friend, and I know him. And he became my friend because I talked to him over a while and the way he dealt with me when I wanted to buy coins. And I trust Mike.
Yeah.
Mike, you call Mike and you have a question about coins, he will give you an honest answer. If you want to buy silver or gold or whatever from Mike, he's going to give you a good price and treat you right. That's why I brought Mike on here for no benefit of this show, except it benefits you. And you've asked us. Mike's number is 573-334-1108. 573-334-1108. 573-334-1108. You may want to check it out.
And tell them the Power Hour sent you.
Yes. Anyway, we got a caller, Sherry in Kansas. Sherry, you're live on the air. What's on your mind, Sherry?
Hi, fellas.
Hey. Hi. How you doing?
Okay. I heard, and I believe it was Tom Luongo, heard him say this morning on Fault Line, that one of the things about this deal in Lebanon is the United States is putting sanctions on Lebanon because they don't like that they're not keeping Hezbollah in check. And Hezbollah is the only thing that's keeping, you know, Israel from coming into the south part of Lebanon or something. You know, they couldn't beat Hezbollah in 2006?
This is a very good point, Sherry.
Yeah.
This is, you know, I haven't even considered this. We're putting, you know how we're the world's police and we feel like we need to bully everybody in the world to do what we want and with the threat of military action over them. What's your feeling? Do you think there's validity to this?
Well, Tom Luongo is a pretty smart dude. Jeff interviews him, and his newsletter is like Gold, Goats, and Guns. And he's just a real sharp dude.
Well, it wouldn't surprise me that I find it interesting that the people from the government in Lebanon are saying, I'm not saying there's going to be a collapse. Don't worry, we're not going to take a haircut out of your money. Of course, they're not going to take a haircut out of the money because they're going to, inflation is going to ensue.
Right.
Inflation is going to ensue. What do you think the odds are? 80%, 75%? That as soon as they let those banks open again, people are going to get their money out and spend like crazy. Inflation is going to ensue. Yep. So they don't have to take the money. The inflation is going
to
eat the people's money. Okay. Does that worry you? I mean, are we up in the night here? Does this worry you that this could happen other places and possibly even happen in America? Because already it happened under Roosevelt, by the way. But anyway, does that worry you, Sherry?
Well, see, the only thing that's keeping us from being like all these other places is that we're still considered the world's reserve currency.
Yes.
But I think the rest of the world is getting pretty PO'd about that. And as much as we're sanctioning people, and especially I heard somebody say that Russia actually had contracts to help Syria get that oil out of the ground where the United States just walked in. And said, "Oh, we're gonna guard it, you know." And this is just outrageous. That POs me off so badly that we're doing crap like that. And you know, I'm ashamed to be an American with the kind of stuff that our DOD is doing.
Well, Sherry, don't ever be ashamed to be American. The DOD, this is the deep state. This is not America.
Right.
This is the corporate takeover of our country using your good name. Now, you could say that they're using your good name and your resources. You know, we could be ashamed that we've let this, but this is not America.
We've been taken over.
Yeah, we're occupied territory. That's what we need to realize. We are occupied territory by the world IMF, basically the IMF. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a little more complicated than that, but a corporate takeover by the IMF. That's what Daniel Estlin said. What's the first thing? I said, Daniel, what is the one thing our audience needs to understand? Daniel Estlin said, you need to understand you're not a free country. You're right. Occupied territory. So that's.
Start there.
Start there. I mean, I know that's a hard pill to swallow. That's a real hard pill to swallow. But I think that's reality. Your thoughts on that?
Oh, well, I think you're right about telling people they better, you know, I don't think, and like say, with all this, you know, quantitative easing that's not called quantitative easing, you know, that's just going to make our dollar worth less.
Yeah, if not collapsing.
You know. No sense. Well, Sherry, really appreciate your call. We have one more call. We're going to try to get in before the break. Thank you. God bless you, Sherry. Yeah. God bless you. Dave in New York, quickly got a couple minutes. You're live. What's on your mind, Dave?
Hey, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
You mentioned the talcum, the baby powder or whatever. I listened to a program on another station earlier this morning, and they said that 80% of anything medical, any, you know, vaccines and medicine is made in China now.
Oh,
so
yeah, yeah.
With that in mind, yeah, with that in mind, I want you to keep in mind of the fact of Bill Gates, the case for killing Grammy that was on the cover of Newsweek back in 2008.
Wow.
Ever, somewhere 2008 or 2009. Well, now they've got the case for killing grandma and baby, okay? Useless eaters. You see where they've run out of cancer medicine in this country for little babies or whatever. Now, there's one kind of company that still makes it, supposedly. And you see that the insulin for diabetes, there's a shortage. You know, these are useless eaters, okay? Now, that's not my mind, okay, but that's their mind. And if they're going to reduce the population by 90% or whatever their plan is, you know, I hear people like George Norrie thinking he's a made man, okay? I know he's sacred to some people, but he's not when he's getting all these people on that are coming up with this woo-woo crap, you know, as far as religion and faith goes. Sort of like that squirrel that was on yesterday talking about yoga, okay? You know, that's where we are. And as far as any collapse goes, it'll, you know, Jesus, you know, is here for us, okay? But he didn't say we were going necessarily to win in this realm. You know, you've got to go with it. And know that you quite likely, if you have a big mouth like me, you're going to be punished for speaking out against these creeps, okay?
Well, we don't want that, Dave. You know, you got about 20 seconds. 20 to finish your thoughts. We got to go and break. 20 seconds.
Yeah, I would just, you know, anything I said about useless feeders and all, and if you think you have a trust all set up, I know people that have disabled children, and they've set something up for their future, okay? Well, you know, once everything's money's, like, not where you can hand it and install cyber, you know, that money will go to
there's the music.
Like, you know, want Marxism.
Appreciate your call, Dave. Thank you so much for your perspective. We don't, you know, I don't. Brian had his opinion. I don't. I let you express your opinion. I don't. Unless people are rude or what have you, and I don't want to disparage other people's opinions, or what have you. That's his perspective, and you have your perspective. So,
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Kirkman by calling 877-817-9829 or order at theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com. As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease, it's just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
With dozens of food and storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Humana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Humana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made just for you. Food stores I love to eat. Yum!
Welcome back to the Power Hour, ladies and gentlemen. We got the Wayne Allen route is on hold, and he only has about 15 minutes, so he's got a very important subject. He says it's time to take a stand, to draw a line in the sand, build the wall, or it'll be the end of the greatest nation in world history. Rootwall.com is the website. Root for the Wall Pack. Well, there'll be commercials everywhere you'll see soon. Wayne Allen Root, welcome to the Power Hour.
Hey, Daniel, how are you?
Very good. Very good to talk to you. I know we've got limited time. Just basically give us the Reader's Digest version. What are we talking about here? Why are you doing this?
Well, look, you know that my background is national TV, national radio show. My national TV show is on every night on Newsmax TV. It's number one show on Newsmax. It is on at 8 o'clock Eastern, 5 Pacific, every single night, Monday through Friday. President Trump is a big fan of the show, has tweeted out about the show 4 times already. And Bill O'Reilly's on my show 3 times a week, the famous Fox News host who is number one in cable news 16 years in a row. And he made his comeback on national TV on my show, Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays. He opens the show with me. So, you know, my career has skyrocketed because of the fact that I'm such a loyal and fierce champion and defender of President Donald J. Trump. I'm someone who just, you know, believes in Trump. And I knew it when no one else knew it. I'm bringing this topic up because I've just been on the phone for an hour with an author who's writing a story about Donald Trump and came to me. She came to me and said, you know, you're like known as the most fierce Trump defender in the world. Tell me why you knew when no one else knew back in 2015. You knew Trump would be the next president of the United States when he was, you know, at less than 1% in the polls. And I wrote that story at Fox News. You're looking at the next president of the United States. So, I mean, I've been here in Trump's corner for a long time, Daniel. And the main reason I think most people supported Trump, like me, was they want that wall, and they see that all the ills of society come from that border, that Mexican border. Every ill in America comes from open borders and illegal immigration. You know, we have a massive crime wave. 43% of federal crimes are caused by 7% of the population. That 7% is non-citizens. That's a nice way of saying illegal aliens. Illegal aliens make up 7% of Americans and commit 43% of federal crimes. And of course, that doesn't even include what's happening on the state and local level. You know, you go to a Chicago, you go to a New York, you go to a Baltimore, you go to a Detroit. Any major city in America, where I live, Las Vegas, you will hear that a huge proportion of all the crimes are being committed by this wave of illegal aliens that are just a crime wave in this country. So whether you're talking about crime or violent crime or murder or rape or robbery, whether you're talking about disease, whether you're talking about sex trafficking, child sex trafficking, drugs, I mean, you know, how many people die each year from drug overdoses? It's tens of thousands, and all the drugs are coming across that border. Whether you're talking about poverty, whether you're talking about the national debt, whether you're talking about the public schools being wrecked, the hospitals being wrecked, lower wages and lost jobs for the U.S. middle class, all of it, the $22 trillion national debt, it's all because of illegal immigration. It's a large part of every problem we've got in this country. It's the number one problem, and we've got to build a wall. So, look, I woke up one day and said, look, it's never going to happen. Trump will never get the money to properly build the wall if you wait for Congress to give him the okay and to give him the money. It's just not going to happen. So the first thing I did is I gave a speech to the Wyoming Republican Party at their annual dinner last November, and I said, I have an idea, and based on your applause, I'm going to go ahead and push this idea if you like it. And I said, my idea is you got to go over Congress's head, and Trump needs to declare a national security emergency and grab the money from the military budget to build the wall. He just added $800 billion to the military budget. What's $25 billion to build the wall? It's a drop in the bucket. Let's do it without Congress. And the audience went wild, and I got a standing ovation, actually two standing ovations. So then I took the idea to the president himself, and I had it literally hand-delivered to his hands, and one of my buddies, his best friends with the president, gave it to him that weekend, and President Trump put it in his breast pocket and said, I love Wayne Root's columns. I'm going to read the column, I promise you. And that newspaper column, within a matter of 2 days after he put it in his breast pocket, he began talking about a national security emergency and that he would grab the money from the Pentagon budget. And that's how that all happened. So I'm the guy who actually got that idea in the president's head. And now I'm the guy who's saying, that's great, that's a start, but every step of the way, Congress and the courts are going to try and stop it. There's another way to fund the wall. That other way is with 63 million Trump voters need to each contribute some money. I don't care if it's $25. I don't care if it's $250. I don't care if it's $1,000. Whatever you've got to spare to give a donation to build that wall. So I started a PAC called Root for the Wall, and I think the 63 million of us that voted for Trump, if we put our money together, even if it's $25 at a time, we can raise the money to build the wall, or certainly we can raise a nice portion of it, like $1 billion, to show President Trump that we're on his team. That's my website, rootwall.com. Very simple, rootwall.com. All your questions are answered there. All my videos are there. All my promotions are there. All my thinking is there. All my columns are there. Even the distribution of funds is laid out there, so you know exactly where your money's going. It's all at rootwall.com. It's my idea. I think it's a great idea. I think we all need to pitch in and show President Trump we're behind him, and we all elected him, and we're going to reelect him because we think America needs a wall above all else.
Let me get, while you're here, let me get your feelings. Obviously, America needs this. I don't know why it's so hard for seemingly the Democratic Party to figure this out, that there's a crisis here. One of the other things that's crazy is this whole impeachment in the basement, secret. What's your comment on this, the impeachment or whatever?
Let me make two comments. One, on the first thing you said, why doesn't the Democratic Party understand the crisis at the border? Why is it so hard for them to understand? Daniel, they understand the crisis is good for them. They like the crisis. They want open borders. They want more people coming across the border. I mean, perfect example. Can you imagine being stupid enough to believe in both open borders and giving free health care to anyone who comes across that border, who is illegal? Obviously, you understand that that will cause millions of people to cross the border. As a matter of fact, you know, if you ask me who's the right person to come into America, it's anybody who wants to work for a living and never takes a dime from the American people. That's who I want to come across that border legally. But if you ask me who's the absolute, absolute wrong person to come across the border, it would be all the people of the world that are sick. It's not my job and your job to pay for every person in the world that's sick. But if you offer free medical to anyone that crosses the border, and it's not a crime anymore to cross the border, and the border's open, and you eliminate ICE, and you now tell the world it's open for business, free health care for everyone, you're going to get 1 billion people, many of whom have horrible diseases. They're dying of cancer. They've got diabetes. Do you know what the cost is to take care of a person with diabetes for the next 30 years? You would bankrupt America in a week. But they want it because that's how they will get elected, Democrats, for the rest of all time. If everyone you bring into the country speaks a foreign language and is poor, that means they will never, ever, ever get off welfare and food stamps and free health care their entire lives. And that means they'll vote for whatever party gives them the big checks. So Democrats will forevermore be in control of America. And the scary thing is, look at Baltimore. Look at Detroit. Look at Chicago. Look at the murders. Look at the debt. Look at the poverty. Look at the drugs. Look at the guns. You know, if you want America to be run by Democrats, then all of America becomes a crap hole like Detroit or Chicago or Baltimore. That's scary. Put these people in charge, we're all goners, man.
All right, let me ask you a pushback just a little bit and ask a difficult question. And I agree with everything that you have said. Why isn't Trump, say, fine, it is a national emergency. We're going to take troops out of Syria. We're just going to put them on the border. That's it. We're done. We're stopping it right now.
Well, he has. First of all, he has sent, I think we've got 10,000 troops on the border, something no one else has ever done. Second of all, he literally negotiated hardball with Mexico, and he got Mexico to build the wall, as some have said, in a way. Mexico has a human wall standing in front of all those people that want to come to America. Mexico has 15,000 Mexican troops on our border and 10,000 more Mexican troops on the southern border with Central America, so they can't get through anymore. So Mexico has 25,000 troops defending our border. That's smart. So he is getting Mexico to pay for part of the border. So that's how much money would that cost us to have 25,000 American troops constantly at the border? So he has done what he's supposed to do. The question is, can we go the rest of the way and build that wall so you don't need so many troops
and spend that kind of money? I love the idea. Yeah. Rootwall.com is the website. Last thought about the impeachment. Where do you think? Do you think this is going to go all the way to the Senate?
You know, I say, I was the Vegas odds maker before I got into politics. I don't know if you know that, but that was my background, Vegas odds maker and the best in the world at what I did. And I'm very good at making predictions. So if I had to make a prediction, I'd say 70-30. I'd say there's a 70% chance that the House will, in fact, impeach President Trump. But it's not 100%. I'd say there's a 30% chance that they won't have the votes to even do that. So then they'll look like total fools. They couldn't even get the impeachment done. But if my 70% is right, unfortunately, sadly, and they go ahead, they impeach Trump in the House, which I say the odds are pretty good they will, then it's got to be found, you know, you got to be found guilty in the Senate, and I think the odds are close to zero that he'll ever be found guilty in the Senate, and that'll be the end of that, and he's still president of the United States, and he'll get reelected by an electoral landslide, and none of it will matter. It'll be a blip on history, and you're reelected with an impeachment. Who cares? It doesn't matter. Everybody in America knows it's an unjust impeachment. Everybody knows he's done nothing wrong. Everybody knows what he did is what every president does. There's always strings attached to every bit of foreign aid we give in the world. Every president's done that. The difference is nobody else has ever been witch hunted like this man, and nobody else has ever had every phone call listened to and released to the public like this man. So if you listen to Obama's calls with the Muslim Brotherhood and Obama's calls with Saudi Arabia and Obama's calls with Putin and Obama's calls with the mullahs of Iran, I'll bet you'd find some really serious stuff you could impeach somebody for.
Are we going to see anybody go to jail?
I think we are. I've said all along, it's really crazy that you have a Republican as president. The only people ever get arrested are Republicans. Even with Trump, the only people ever get arrested are Trump's friends.
I
do believe that he's finally turned the corner with Attorney General Barr and with this amazing guy, John Durham, U.S. Attorney for Connecticut, who really, I call him Bull Durham, cause, you know, after the movie. You know, he is a bulldog, and I think they've got him, and I think you're going to see Brennan and Clapper facing life in prison, and they're both going to turn state's evidence against Obama, and I think you're going to see Obama indicted. Whether he'll ever serve a day in jail, I have no idea. But I think you're going to see eventually all fingers are going to point at Obama so that they avoid 20 years in jail, and instead maybe they get suspended sentence or 1 year in jail. Turn on the boss of all bosses, the capo di tutti. You know, Obama is the head of the Obama crime family. This guy was the ultimate criminal, acting like a saint and telling us how transparent and the greatest, safest, you know, and the most honest administration in history. All lies. This was a criminal enterprise, and it was all run by Obama, and he ordered the spying, he ordered the unmasking, he ordered the FISA warrant that was illegal, he's the one that ordered the FBI to let Hillary go even though she was a criminal and should have been in prison, he let Biden, you know, extort money from Ukraine and China, he let Hillary extort money at the Clinton Foundation from every country in the world. This is all Obama. It all points to Obama. In the end, that's what matters. I don't care who else gets arrested. You got to twist their arms. You got to move up the pole and get to the top of the pyramid. And the guy at the top who did all the ordering is the king of the organized crime family called the Obama crime family.
Well, he is from Chicago. Last question.
Exactly.
Last question. Two-part question. Last question. Is Hillary going to run? And what is Mitt Romney's deal? What's his problem?
Well, I despise Mitt Romney probably more than any Democrat in America.
Oh, I hate Mitt Romney. Oh, my gosh, I've hated him for years.
So I'm saying even more than any Democrat. As much as I hate most Democrats, I hate Mitt even more. Because what Mitt is, in my opinion, Daniel, Mitt is a Democrat asset. You know, the way Hillary said that Tulsi Gabbard was a Russian asset.
He's a traitor.
He's a Democrat asset, right? To be a Republican who only criticizes Trump, a Republican president, gives you cover because you have an R after your name to make all the Democrats look good. See, the Democrats are right because Mitt Romney's on their side. Mitt Romney is an undercover Democrat, and he is the worst kind of Democrat because he's posing as a Republican. He is the worst guy in the world. The only guy worse than him, you know, sadly, has passed away. His name was John McCain. He was worse than Romney. And so he handed the baton to Mitt Romney. As far as Hillary, look, your guess is as good as mine. The only reason she might still get in is because the Democrats have nobody to beat Trump. They don't have a candidate. There is nobody there that can beat Trump. So
they don't have an agenda. Their agenda is death and socialism. I mean, what do they have?
That's it. They do have an agenda. It's socialism. But they can't beat Trump. So it's got to be somebody, whether it's Hillary or Michelle Obama or George Clooney. I don't care who it is. They're grasping at straws. They're Sean Penn. They're grasping Oprah. They're grasping at straws. They got to find somebody who's got a celebrity brand name. That's why I laugh, but I say those names. Because the only way to beat Trump is with a guy or gal whose name is as big as Trump. So Oprah, George Clooney, Sean Penn, I don't know. They got to come up with somebody bigger than Elizabeth Warren or Bernie Sanders, or they're going to go down to an electoral landslide. Whose name is that big? Hillary. But she is such a sick woman. I don't mean mentally, but I mean physically. She's very ill. You could see she doesn't look good, and she's aged 100 years. She can't take the rigors of a campaign. So she could step in, but there's no way she can beat Trump because she can't even do a rally a week, let alone 5 rallies a day all over the country like Trump does. Good luck to Hillary if she steps in.
Wow. Well, it's been a pleasure talking to you. Rootwall.com is the website for this great idea. Fantastic. You're on Newsmax. They can check you out there. Rootwall.com. Wayne Allen Root. Wayne, it's a pleasure to talk to you, my friend.
Thanks, Daniel. God bless to you and all your listeners.
Hey, Wayne, tell Todd. Don't go. Tell Todd. Give him that number to Andrew, will you, before you go?
Okay,
and God,
done.
And God bless you, buddy. Todd, get that number. Thank you so much, Wayne. We'll talk to you again soon. Wow.
He's a firecracker.
There you go. Boy, he's ready, isn't he?
He sure is. Wind him up. Let him go.
He's ready to put the prod to the bull and say, go.
He should be in the cabinet.
He should be somewhere.
He should be somewhere. He'd get to the bottom of things.
I love his enthusiasm.
So do I. He's just...
I love his enthusiasm.
100% all the way. Bing, bang, boom.
What do you think of his idea?
It's okay. You know, I would rather have... I don't know why they can't just get that money out of the defense budget, you know?
Well, that's what I should ask. I should have asked them that.
I know he didn't have much time. I should have asked them that. I mean...
Well, what it will do... is
It'll bring notice to it.
It'll bring notice and bring people together on this. Hey, if the American people come up with even $100 million...
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
If he comes up with even $100 million, at least there's $100 million to promote this wall.
Yeah.
Or promote Trump.
I see nothing wrong with it, but I wish that Trump would just get it out of the defense thing. And why he hasn't yet, I don't know.
What's our solution? Tell everybody our solution. We've solved this about 10 times. What's our wall solution?
I think it's about, it'll cost about $15 million. Get some concertina wire and a few dogs. And you said you'd donate one of your dogs to the...
One of my dogs? I don't know if they'll be much good.
Well,
Now, if it was rabbit, then they'll stop a rabbit from coming across. There ain't no doubt they'll stop a rabbit.
Two wires.
Double wire, so there's a gap in between,
wire.
Dogs in between, mm-hmm. drones over top, and have so many
towers.
Soldiers and towers every quarter mile or half a mile. Half a mile.
And drones. We have to have drones.
Right.
We have to have drones.
Yeah, you probably could do...
And a road right behind it, nice paved road right behind it, so you can drive a car. And simple. Done.
That's it, isn't it?
Probably, you know, $100 million. Huh? Less than $100 million, the whole thing would be done. And it would be done in 6 months. Instead of building that big old nasty wall.
I agree. I should have asked him about the, you know, why didn't he just take them? He alluded to it. I get that because they're challenging him in court.
Right.
Well, they're going to challenge him in court even if he comes up with the money.
Correct.
Anyway, Todd, what were you saying? Brian in New York, you're live on the air. What's on your mind, Brian?
Hey, I wanted to catch a hold of Wayne Allen Root. First of all, Daniel, love the show. Longtime listener, you know, Uncle Kevin, love all your input and all your information.
Thank you.
I had a suggestion. Thank you. I had a suggestion for Wayne Allen Root, even though he's gone. Maybe you could email him. But we have military in, what, over 150 bases all over the world? Pull some of those guys back.
Yeah, bring them all home. Bring them all home.
Yes.
Paul, absolutely, but we've got MRAPs with directed energy weapons that make your skin feel like it's on fire, but do no physical harm to a person. Send those people.
That's what they say.
Countries they emanated from. Well, yeah, all right, that's what they say. But we have immediate solutions that they will not look at. But Wayne Allen Root has access to the president. You know, the drones. You know, all you got to do is, hey, look. You know, I'm not one of these soft, politically correct guys. 50 caliber, pop a couple of heads off, and we'll
deal
with that.
He'll send a message. The message will get through.
Well,
cross our borders and look for freebies when we have our own people starving.
Yeah, you living know, under
San Francisco, what's going on in you talk to Charlotte Isabey, you know what's going on up in Maine. It's the same all over the country. Minnesota, all the houses that they took away from our people who became destitute for whatever reason, they're giving free to people who don't deserve it. Free phones, free food, free cars, free insurance, free medical insurance, free housing.
And the taxpayers pay it for it.
That infuriates me. That makes me madder than anything. And people want to say, well, you're racist. Well, okay, you can call me whatever name you want, but that makes me mad.
I'm patriotic.
I guess I'm a racist then. Then I'm a racist. I mean, if that's what a racist means, sign me up. I'm a racist. Fine. That's what I am.
Who are the racists in the world?
Say that again, Brian.
The Jews. Who are the biggest racists in the world? The Jews. And yeah, I'm that, Jewish.
Yeah.
And I'm Jewish. There's roads in Israel that you're not allowed to travel on unless you're Jewish. You will be arrested and imprisoned if you marry a non-Jew or if a non-Jew marries a Jew. I don't know if they arrest the Jew or they arrest the non-Jew.
Mm. Well, we certainly appreciate it. Last thought, we got to run. Is there any other thought? Really appreciate the call. Any other thoughts that you have? I'll bring that up to Wayne, by the way. I will.
Yeah.
Thank you. No, I have too much stuff swimming in my head. There's too much stuff going on. Take your money out of the banks. It's absolutely not safe.
Well, I agree.
That's what I'm realizing. Brian, I don't want to tell people, I don't want to put people in a panic, and I don't want to put them in a bad situation, whatever, but the research I'm doing, this is just my opinion. I am doing exactly what you said. I'm looking to keep minimal amount of money in the bank because they're lying to us. They are not, or they're omitting very important information about what's going on. And I am convinced of it. That's me personally.
I have a short philosophy when it comes to that. If you don't touch it, you don't own it.
Oh,
and even if you touch it, like your car, if you don't register it, they take it away from you. If you don't pay the water bill on your house, they take it away from you.
Yeah, we own nothing in America.
No, you're right. You're right. You don't even own your children.
Well, we can fight about that.
Yeah.
Well, I know. That's where. Wait, what do you make of in Texas? They're debating this. I don't get this. Then don't let your children go there and get the brainwashed and abused with all this information. Have you seen that in Texas? The agenda, the transgender agenda they're trying to push down there?
I have not. I've been dealing with my mom and some other, you know, outlanding issues with friends. Everybody I know is either losing their house under some kind of mental, physical duress. I just called for a guy at the church and to speak to him about, you know, something not insignificant. He said, well, he's moving to Louisiana. I'm like, why is he moving to Louisiana? Well, he's got pancreatic cancer. And I'm like, you know, there's a bunch of stuff that can help, you know, and nobody, his doctors aren't going to tell him about this stuff.
Anybody who has cancer, I mean, I would immediately get a hold of Dr. Sherry Rogers or Dr. Group. That's me. I would immediately get a hold and look to do that's me.
The church can't give me his number, so I gave him mine in hopes that he would call, and I'd like to give him more information that I was looking to get from him, because I actually had a question for some information he had given me a while ago, and I now want to talk to him to refer him. I would definitely refer him Dr. Sherry Rogers, Dr. Group. There's stuff called Carnivora, which is from the Venus flytrap. Reagan imported it into the country. There's MMS, which is Jim Humble. You can make that stuff at your house.
Dr. Rogers, Dr. Group are doctors. They've got degrees. They've done this. Dr. Group did major research on this. Start with that and then start there. That would be my suggestion. Brian, we really appreciate it. I got to run, buddy. Thank you so much for your support. And God bless you and peace be with you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, peace be with you, brother. All right, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Rogers on the other side. You want to call, ask her any question, give us a call, 844-769-2944. Love all these callers. This is your show. So 844-769-2944. Stay tuned. Dr. Sherry Rogers on the other side.
So you can ask her about pancreatic cancer.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to write that down. All right. Hey, it was Charlotte Enderby's birthday last week when I talked to her, by the way.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Thepowermall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com today.